You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Okay. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Uncut and Unbothered, a podcast headed by five intellectual young black females. In a world where labels mean so much, we choose to define ourselves. Uncut and Unbothered is a podcast for black women who know who they are and who they want to be. So, I am Jasmine. You can follow me on Instagram at justjasmine90. That's just_jasmine_90.
Hey, y'all. Hey. This is Brittany, better known as Brit Brett. And you can follow me on IG, Princess B is P-R-I-I. And... They're looking at me like I'm crazy. So basically, it's double I's, double S's, B, four underscores. I'm sorry. One day I'm going to change it because it's long.
Okay.
But
so you're not 19 no more.
I'm not 19. I'm 24. But yeah, that's me.
Yep, that's me. My name is Peaches.
All right.
Here she go. It's like, no, it's Miss D. You guys can follow me on Instagram at Osama Daughter, O-S-A-M-A, daughter traditionally with one underscore. Gang.
Gang, gang. It's your girl, Classy Ass Ash, on your mic with the ones and twos. What you gonna know? Okay. follow me on Instagram, Snap, Twitter, Head Witch Bitch. That's it. Oh, I rhymed again.
It's your girl TJ. TJ. Why I keep saying that? DJ T Streets.
Let me find
on the
out.
Mic. Follow me at Yep She Cold. YUPSHEKOLD. Yep She Cold.
She cold.
She cold.
Is she cold?
Is she cold? Yep, she cold.
She can't be cold because she's a hot compress.
Right.
Right. Oh, that's why she cold with a K.
Ooh.
Ooh.
With a K.
Mm-mm-mm.
Have y'all seen that video of Kodak dancing to that, like, really tropical?
Kodak is another one.
I like him.
I don't know why it bounced in my head.
I like him. And a lot of people don't.
This generation of pill popping animals.
No, seriously.
I don't think he's a drug addict.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Like, I mean,
he just want to roll in peace.
Yeah. I think he just.
I'm pretty sure he was referring to drugs in that song.
Oh. I mean, he want to roll his weed in peace. Yeah.
No, he wants to roll off an e-pill in peace.
In peace.
In peace.
Okay, well, that's an unpopular opinion. I don't think he get high like that. Like, I don't think he sip lean. I mean, he probably do it occasionally, but I really don't think so.
Kodak Black, do you listen to his music?
No.
Okay.
Right.
Moving on.
Okay. That's not weed.
But I legit, I have an unpopular opinion.
And okay, let's talk about unpopular opinions.
Let's talk about them.
I don't feel like Kanye West is a musical genius.
Talk about it, sis.
Didn't he call himself that though? So
no, a lot of his fans think he's a musical genius.
And I stand.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I like Kanye. I really do. I like his old music. I don't like anything that he puts out now. Like at the College Dropout.
I'm not gonna lie, I like that song with Lil Pump.
It is cool. But 808s and Heartbreaks, it was
My Dark Twisted Beautiful Fantasy was a work of art.
But it's not, no.
You might think you picked a scene. You haven't. The real one's far too mean.
See?
No? Okay.
She doesn't do it for me.
I think he's very creative. And I think sometimes creativity can be shown in different ways. And Kanye West has a very, very, very different way of expressing his creativity.
I also think he intentionally trolls. And people feel like he's really like that. He's really psychotic. He's really all these things. And honestly, he's just looking for more media. And it works.
Yeah, it does.
More attention.
In his favor. But yeah, like I said, that's my popular opinion.
I got one
for you.
I
don't think he's a musical genius.
Unpopular opinion. And I can already feel it. I already feel the hate. And it's okay. Hate on me if you must. I fucking like cats. Okay. I'm sorry. Pause.
Ew.
I like cats more than I like dogs.
Wow. Go home.
Hate on me.
Wow. I just feel like they smell.
Get out.
They
don't. They're actually way cleaner than dogs. Dogs will shit on your floor. Cats won't.
Why won't they? Yes, they
lick their own pussy, though. They don't like getting in water.
You would lick your own pussy, too, if you could.
Would you?
Facts.
Isn't that what you do after you kiss them?
Please stop playing.
What do I say
to
that?
Like, indirectly?
Say that shit one time for the people in the back. You kiss him after he.
Exactly. Right. Sentiment. So you're basically a cat anyway.
I will not identify myself as a cat.
Really? Yeah. You love to lounge and eat and hang out.
I'm not a cat.
You're always unbothered.
I'm not a cat. No. I'm more like a pit bull.
You love it when your hair is shiny.
But did you forget that cats are sneaky?
Right.
So let's talk about chilling.
My cat is
you
not
can
sneaky.
Be chilling on the couch.
Cats are sneaky.
Marley
you can
is
be
not
just
sneaky.
Like Virgos.
What's his name?
Marley.
Girl.
Just like this.
What?
Them sneaky ass Virgos.
What?
Talk
what?
About
cats,
it.
Cats, no.
No.
Cats. Next. I don't feel like nobody goes to people and be like, oh, do you have any cats available?
No, they don't.
The only thing cats are good for
I never
is
see
eating
people
mice.
Posting on Facebook looking for cats.
That's the only thing they're good for is eating mice.
Yes,
keeping the mice away.
Tell me. And cats have HIV. I just want to put that
You're
out
You're not
there.
Gonna put that out there.
I saw a billboard.
Not true.
I swear to God.
Get your Wikipedia ass facts out of here.
I saw a billboard. There was a billboard a few years ago advertising
You're
about how
about
cats
a billboard
were
from 2017?
Heavy
really?
HIV. I swear.
So how are cats giving us AIDS?
Well, they shouldn't be giving them to you because bestiality is against the law. So nobody should be fucking a cat. They were giving it to other cats. And when they go to the veterinarian... Then that's when they were finding out.
Animal cruelty goes.
Okay,
on,
well, so it's an unpopular opinion.
People fuck animals, and so we just gone. That's why they found out they had AIDS. God.
Okay, we're
moving
on.
Moving on. Took a turn.
Okay, so my unpopular opinion. I'm going to tell y'all right now. Everybody, get quiet for a minute because you about to. Okay, I don't like Beyonce. I find her very annoying. I feel like she doesn't sing anymore.
I'm just going to
What does she do?
She just talks over the track like some gangsta shit, and it's not gangsta.
Does she talk over the track?
Like, I just feel like it's annoying. Like, for one song, yeah, but for a whole album, shut the fuck up, Carters.
Ooh.
I don't know.
You went for the whole
marriage. I don't want to hear Beyonce. I don't want to hear
Carters as a whole.
I don't want to hear
Blue and the Twins is where I draw the line. You don't disrespect.
We'll talk about people.
I was actually referring to the album title, the Carters. That's their name. That's their album. That's what they put it out under.
I will agree that was the worst album that has.
It
Beyonce's
was horrible.
Title
it was horrible.
I say that.
And Beyonce did not sing, harmonize none of that on any of those tracks.
Didn't.
She was talking the whole time.
You can't judge her based on that album. It was
I'm
a joint album, and it wasn't just her.
Overrated now.
She's
all
definitely
the
not
things
overrated.
That she's
not.
Been putting out
she's
are not
definitely
music.
Not overrated.
Yes.
It is. No. I feel like people who say that they don't like Beyonce just say they don't like Beyonce to
because
sound different from everyone else.
Like Beyonce. Yes.
They don't really have a justified reason why they don't like
I don't like Beyonce.
Beyonce
because she doesn't sing anymore.
Beyonce's GOAT.
I agree, though. Period. Beyonce does not sing like she used to. Ever since, like, not even Formation, but ever since the 7-Eleven,
exactly.
When she dropped that shit, it was just like, she was like, I'm
7-Eleven
gonna auto-tune.
Was the shit.
I didn't say
even
it wasn't.
Even in that
I
song,
she
was
sing.
Talking. Hello,
when
ladies.
When is the last time that she gave you a ballad?
She does not sing on that song.
She ain't been in a ballet move.
No.
But do you know? But no. Well,
she doesn't have to sing a ballad. She
do you guys really know why she really stopped singing ballads and
because
being
she's a part
original
of the Illuminati?
Beyonce?
Because
no.
She's a part of the Illuminati.
No.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Because because she drinks the devil's juice.
Oh, that's not
okay.
True.
Okay.
Let's
we're
talk
drinking
about
the
it.
Devil's juice right now.
You're right.
We are.
But it don't make me put demons in my music videos.
But wait, let me.
Do you make music videos?
I do.
Look out for my EP.
I definitely make videos, but they're private, y'all.
Let me say this, though. Like, the reason why she took a break from it is because they were saying, oh, we're getting tired of the same Beyonce. We're getting tired of her singing ballads and just doing this and doing that. Is she more versatile? And she gave y'all hoes versatility, and y'all still have a problem with it. So fuck you. Fuck your unpopular
opinion. I feel like Crazy in Love.
Beyonce is the
Crazy in Love was a versatile song where she wasn't just singing a ballad. And she was on there with
Jay-Z.
She was
how old?
Crazy in Love.
I'm just saying, though, that was years ago.
This lady
Beyonce
is
I love.
A grown-ass woman.
This Beyonce, I'm not a fan of.
What can
I'll
be
pass.
Said is
I
the fact that...
I won't spend money on her music anymore.
You
I will
not
spend
money, but you'll spend time.
I will not
Everybody
spend
will spend
slander.
Time
First
on
of all,
Beyonce.
If I have 5,000 drop on the ticket for B, I'm dropping it. Simple.
Period.
Simple.
Period.
Simple. B get all my money.
I'm going to always
every
have
time
my coins
she
ready
for
shirt.
When she announced a tour. Simple.
I mean,
something
I'm
didn't pay.
I'm
something
not,
I'm
not
going
to miss
one.
I won't give her that.
Best concert I've ever been to.
Love Beyonce. I said I'm not going to miss another one.
Best concert.
I didn't say
and
she's
I agree
not a good performer.
That Beyonce,
I
could do Beyonce without Jay-Z.
Of course,
I can say
of
that.
And I can do Jay-Z without Beyonce.
And I cannot do them together.
I don't like them together. I don't.
I like them married, but I don't like them performing.
Maybe they like them married. Songs. They don't even like each other married. They can't get that shit together.
I feel like there are a lot of songs.
Right. Marriage is not easy.
People don't even have their regular boyfriend girlfriend relationship together.
This is this a conversation for another day.
Yeah, because I could tell y'all.
That just means y'all have to keep tuning in. Because let us just say none of us are married, so we can't speak too much on that.
Okay. Simple. Valid. Next,
but
just
I can
say
that it's not hard to be faithful to one person.
It's not, but it's
like
so
that,
much more
for years, though.
It's yes, not. You can. I mean, spice it up. For bring years, somebody. Let
if
it go.
If I met someone now and I was with them 30 years,
then still be faithful.
That's a long.
It's
time.
A lot. To
it not is a long time, but I could be faithful. But I mean, it gets boring.
Okay, just so I can okay. Real quick.
We're
going
to come back. We're going to revisit this conversation because we have a couple of more unpopular opinions to address.
What you got for us, Jazz?
I'm sorry. I hate to say it. And coming from a city like Detroit, this is a big thing.
You about to kill him with this one.
It's a big thing. But the Rest in Peace t-shirts. It's some of the ghettoest shit I've ever seen. No, I think that shit is ghetto.
Seriously.
Attack me now. Because this shit is ghetto. Okay. And I stand by that statement. A Rest in Peace t-shirt is especially the family and friends that wear it to the funeral. Come the fuck on now.
Y'all
brag about all this money that y'all have, but y'all can't go get a nice dress and a nice shirt to wear to show respect to your loved one that has passed. You want to wear a t-shirt to a funeral? No.
You keep wearing it. Put the damn sleeve shirt back in your closet.
What happened to people getting dressed up?
What happened to that in general, though?
In general.
Yeah, in general.
Going out in public in general. White tee and a fitted is just not a fit anymore. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's not.
So your airbrush shirt.
If I ever die.
When year did that die?
If I die.
2005?
If
like,
I
the
ever
white
die.
Tee
like,
shit?
I feel like if you wearing a white tee, you might as well lean with a rock with it.
Legit.
Yep.
I like white.
And I don't care. But when I die, don't put me in them ghetto ass clouds on a shirt. You don't do it. I will haunt you.
I'll come back.
I'm sorry. If I die.
When I die, I want somebody to take me through my old block.
What, bitch?
But you're not even from the hood like that.
Right.
Take me back down.
Then back in what?
Don't
take me back down chest.
Who is you, Jesus? You trying to hug the block?
Simple.
Bitch don't need to be on the block.
Okay.
Bitch, you be in the burbs.
Okay.
That's what we're gonna ride you through. No. We're gonna ride you through the burbs.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Y'all almost just hall road.
Okay. I said what I said.
I need another opinion.
No, I just write it in my will because ain't nobody y'all gonna be responsible for ride me through no way.
RIP to the RIP t-shirts. That's all I have to say.
But no, I can agree with you on that because I just had recently had somebody that passed and their family was like, please no RIP shirts.
No, seriously.
Cause it's ghetto as shit.
Somebody I mean, y'all can make them off for y'all on time.
They're
but
gonna
don't
do
wear
it,
to
but don't
funeral.
Wear it.
What did you say?
I don't
wear it. Don't wear it to the funeral. Do it on your own time. We're not telling.
At all, bitch. Where
but
you
we can't tell you what
wear it on your
and
own
what
time.
Not to buy. You know what I'm saying? But I can tell you what to wear to my function.
I'm not giving you $20-$30 to go make an RIP t-shirt for me. I don't need it. No, thank you.
Don't come to my function in an RIP shirt, or you're gonna get sent turned around and you're gonna get sent home at the door.
If you wear an RIP t-shirt with my face on it, I'm gonna hunt you.
And while we're talking about that, like, don't wear white to people's weddings.
Oh, oh bitch, wow. You wanna fight?
Oh, you want to fight?
Oh, you want to
fight?
You're
going to get escorted out.
Oh.
If I ever get married and you come to my wedding in white,
Or,
baby.
Propose. Motherfucker, if you propose at my motherfucking wedding.
If you propose in my wedding, I'm going to die at your funeral. Fuck that. Fuck that. Bitch, don't steal my shine. This whole day is mine.
Bitch said,
okay.
I'm a die.
I mean, where do we draw the line?
I think that's a bit much.
No, but no, it's not. No,
I got another though.
Y'all can propose at my wedding, but do not wear white.
No,
because at that point, I'm already married. I don't care.
No, because that day is supposed to be about me the whole day.
And I'll take it a step further for you. Don't propose to me on any special day.
Nope,
motherfucker, pick
Christmas,
a random day in March.
Day,
if you propose to me Christmas, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, New Year's, fuck you. You don't know me at all, and I'm saying no.
And the only benefit to being proposed to on a holiday is that if y'all break up, you get to keep the ring because the ring was considered a gift.
Ooh.
If you propose to me
I'm not
going to
give you back
day,
the ring whether it, it was a regular motherfucking Thursday like of a new fucking November. Bitch,
but no. I don't want a day where everybody else is getting their ring.
No, bitch, you're never gonna get this ring back.
Never.
Ain't gonna happen. Okay. Never.
Let's go back to the unpopular
ain't nobody
opinion.
Getting no ring back.
What's your unpopular opinion, Brittany?
I don't really have one, y'all. I swear I don't.
Okay. Maybe next week. So.
Well, I got a question. Okay. And I need answers.
All right, tell me.
What's you got a question that need answers.
Here Can y'all please tell me why black men date white women?
Ooh. I asked the Lord when I see him.
So,
how much time we got?
So, I feel like, this is my personal opinion. People may agree, people may not. I feel like I don't personally... I don't personally care, I guess, but I think that black men should date whoever, whether it's a white woman or a black woman, they should date them for the right reasons. I feel like black men do not date white women for the right reasons, mm-hmm. and I feel like it's more of just of a sex thing because of what they feel like white women's gonna do. But that's not the way it go nowadays.
But I personally had a black guy tell me the reason why he dates a white woman is because she's not as mouthy as a black woman. Yes.
That's exactly what I was told.
I've known
as well.
Plenty of feisty white girls. Number one. Okay. So let's dispel that myth. Shout out to all the snow bunnies.
Okay, shout out to y'all. Because y'all got some mouths on y'all.
You know what? I don't.
What the fuck, Chad?
You know what I have an issue with? I don't have an issue with a black man who just happened to encounter a white girl who he connected with and wanted to date. I do have an issue with men who say, I only date white women and completely exclude black women. I feel like that's an issue.
Agreed.
If you don't see beauty in your own race, then you don't love yourself.
Or your mother.
Because you came from a black woman. Everything about you comes from a black woman. I don't think that that's right. At all. I think that sounds completely ignorant for anybody because you don't hear any other race down talk the women in their own race.
None of
Arab,
them.
Arab, Asian,
they love
whatever.
Their queens.
Mm-hmm. They do.
And so, they respect us. Black men don't love us.
But we supposed to love they fucking dirty draws.
They dirty
we supposed
draws.
To treat them like kings
this
and
is
shit.
The thing.
And they supposed to treat us like queens, but they treat us like fucking peasants and call us all hoes and bitches and shit.
I'm going to drop a bomb for you.
I just got mad.
I'm going to drop a bomb real quick. Black men treat black women how white men treat black men. Think about it.
One more
time. Over. Black men treat black women how white men treat black men.
Okay.
They give you the same amount of respect. They hold you at the same distance. They attribute the same factors. Black women are loud. We're mouthy. We're disrespectful. We're too opinionated. We want to do everything on our own. Where they get attributed the same standards. You're a thug. You're combative. You're aggressive. All of these things, all these adjectives that they attribute to us without any kind of basis. There's no facts. We're just based this on opinions.
Yeah.
For what?
Yeah. Those,
for what?
The fellas who say, oh, no, I only date white girls. Like, what? Excuse me?
I feel like
I have a whole issue with you.
I feel like it has to do with them portraying that dominant role. I feel like with strong black women, men sometimes feel, what's the word I'm looking for?
Intimidated.
There you go.
Intimidated by women who are powerful or speak their mind or who not have a shit. They rather date a white woman who is more submissive and more agreeable to whatever they got going on.
It's mad whack.
And I just feel like that just shows how weak you are.
Strap your nuts back on.
But see, we have to be strong, independent black women.
We're forced to.
Because we like you said, we're forced to. We're forced to. Because a lot of men and women, though, come from broken families.
Yeah.
And we're going to say that topic for another day. But they come from broken homes, you know, and they expect us to pick up where their mom left off.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day,
still, they want to treat us.
We have to take it all the way back, though. Let's all the way back to slavery because a lot of things still in 2018 still go back to slavery.
Yeah, that's true.
The black family got broken up in slavery. Yep. They would remove our men from their children and the women that they have had these children with or were made to mate with multiple women to get more slaves. So from that time period forward, they left black women being the head of these households. And now black men have an issue with women being so independent, but it's almost a part of our DNA now. We've been doing this since slavery.
And honestly, we reinforce it even now. Speaking as a mother of two sons and having a brother and being a daughter and having a mother, but all of these.
Huh? Are you a daughter?
Right. Like, we know. But you a son? But you a son as or a daughter? That,
daughter, daughter.
I have a brother. I know people that have brothers. Okay, this is getting too much. But my point is, we treat our sons differently. We coddle our sons. As mothers, we coddle our sons. We want to. We want to shield them from the world because the world is hard. It's very hard to be a black man in America. It goes without saying. But I'm saying it to prove the point that as a mother, as a black mother to a black child, intentionally, I try to make it as easy as I can for them. And it ends up coming back to bite you in the ass because you have these men that grow up and their mother has done all these things for them. So they're like, okay, well, somebody else is going to do that for me because my mom did it. So somebody else, right. But on the same token, as a black woman with a black mother, we treat our daughters, you got to be strong. You got to be a parent. You got to go out and get it. The world ain't going to give you nothing. If he stick around, you lucky.
Okay.
But if he don't, you got to strap your shit on and get it together. We groom black daughters to grow up to know how to be single black mothers.
This is
true. Fucking insane. Make it make sense. We That's teach true. Them that you got to be independent. You got to be strong. You got to do it for yourself. And I mean, if you don't do it for yourself,
It does make sense because if you look at history wise, as in homes, black homes and stuff like that,
well, look at how it look
men
at how it
men don't come back after the after fathers slavery. Don't come back. Fathers don't come back afterwards. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even like you said, after slavery,
we went to the Jim Crow era. So black men were going out doing that. They were sending our men off to war. Then you enter into the welfare era where they gave us housing projects. But guess what? In order to receive your housing benefits, food stamps, and all of that, there can be no man in the home.
Exactly.
And who are the predominant ones in housing projects? Black people.
Mm. People.
Even though more white people are on food stamps, but housing projects generally in large metropolitan areas are black people with no man in the home. And this has been going on for decades.
Mm.
You have generational women
raising kids.
It is generational.
It's not even just a general, whatever.
Generation.
So, yeah, generation.
When black men, just to reel this topic
in. It's a race curse. It's a race curse.
Just to reel this topic in, black men saying that they won't date black women. You know, they're a different spectrum of how that has affected us over generations.
Absolutely. You tell no lies. Another thing, when you was talking about projects, I got one. I got I got a question that needs answers. Why? Why y'all in these projects with these motherfucking $50,000 cars?
Give me a project, bitch.
Why you sitting on 22s, but you only got 200 square feet? What's up with that? That's not how
you gotta
that
fake
goes.
It till you make it, right?
You know, because if we're going to be perfectly honest, the people that have those type of cars, they don't need to be there, and they are holding up a spot for the people that really do need
shit,
to be
I need
there.
To be there.
But you know why they have the...
And I mean, it sucks. It's not fair.
They hustling.
Mm-mm. But that's not fair. That's not what it's there for. It's so, a stepping stone. Like,
yeah, but once you adapt to that situation
and then,
and you're comfortable...
If we gonna talk
that's
about
the thing.
That.
Get comfortable. People get comfortable.
I mean, if we're going to talk about that, I just feel like people that are on any government assistance at all, I feel like it's supposed to be a stepping stone. It's not supposed to be there for the rest of your life.
Too sure.
So if you have been on this since you were 13, get your ass off.
But see,
get your ass off.
They do give
you. If you work, off. Get your ass
they,
off.
But if you've been there since you was 13, I need your caseworker
not
number.
Not defending
now.
The trifling people.
Now. Who is your caseworker?
But as someone
me,
who,
yep,
has
she
seen,
called
who has studied this and who has seen it firsthand, there are people who fall into a kind of a gray area where if they start making too much, they'll lose their child. They'll lose the DHS-funded child care, but they don't make enough to pay for all the child care on their own. So how are these people supposed to work? How are these
but what about the
make
people
day
that
day
really
day?
Need it?
I got to do it. I got to
do it. I got to do it. We talk about this all the time.
Come on,
I do
no.
too.
I got to do it. Why do you can't? And I'm sorry, but just off topic, on topic.
But if you lack the education
get
and
your
the
ass
resources
up and stop being
to
lazy.
Better your environment, what
That's
are we
right,
supposed
ladies.
To do to these people?
Because it's so easy to fuck for money, but how hard is it to go out and look for a job?
Where
no,
the
for
bag
real.
At, nigga?
It's
where
probably easier
at.
To fuck
get
for money.
Get your own bag. Let's talk about that.
These bitches been fucking since they was 12. You haven't been writing resumes your whole life.
If we're gonna talk about questions that need answers, like
why y'all bitches be fucking for shit that don't even count for nothing?
Mm. Right. Like, why are you fucking for a bottle?
It's like, baby, if I'm going to fuck for something, trust me. Ooh. I'm about to fuck for she some felt passionate. Shit.
Okay. I did get mad.
She's dropping shit. Flipping tables. But if I'm about to fuck with something, I'm about to fuck with something that's about to change my life.
Okay, let me ask you. What is that? Just out of genuine curiosity.
It's okay for you. I don't care what nobody say. Everybody got like, a number. Okay, let's talk about it.
I'm going to fuck for something, like a car. Mm. Like, I'm going to fuck for, like, my rent to get paid.
Okay. What year is the car?
But how many niggas you like, know going
I'm saying, like, a car. Like, you doing a 2006 Honda? Nah, baby. Yeah. You saw my bitch. I'm throwing this ass back. I'm throwing this ass back for nothing lower than the 2014.
Oh. 2014?
I said nothing lower. Nothing lower. Oh, that's the least.
Okay. I'm like, in a bind, Nate.
Can I get $40?
Can I? Okay. Oh, you need
help. What? Okay. That's a question that needs answering. What is $40? Like, what are you doing with the $40?
Where did you get $40?
I need $400. I need $4,000. $40, I got.
Say that shit again. I got my $40.
Because $40 is really nothing but some gas and, for me, some Hennessy. That's it. I'm splitting it up to do that.
And for some people, it's just
20 and 20.
Like, with kids, that's a box of diapers.
What?
Pretty much.
I can't feed my kids with $40, especially if you got more than one.
You know what? Ask what you think you're worth then. Ask for the whole 100. Ask for the extra 60. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I just from feel like
even 100.
I think it's wrong to put a in adult on in your adult vagina, but if you're going to
my box has fuck value. For
yes, it does.
If you're gonna
in adult currency, I feel like $40 is like 10.
Yeah. Or five, honestly. That should go way.
I say 20 is five, 40 is 10.
$10?
I'm with that.
Yeah. 40 is $10.
In adult currency, yes.
40 is $10.
When you was a kid. I thought you said ask for $10. I was about to get the fuck out of here.
What are y'all doing with the $40? Because I can't think of.
Does anybody want to tell their number?
What number I'm fucking for?
Yeah, what's your number?
No, I'm not telling my number. Ain't nobody about to be sliding in my DMs like, hey, yo, Jazz, I got that.
No, I mean,
it ain't even laying like that.
I don't know. I'm not giving y'all my number.
It's not 40, I can tell you that.
Because y'all can't afford my number, which is why I have not fucked for money.
My number is stability. Whatever the amount is, that means I'm stable. I don't mean for this month. I don't mean for this week. I mean, I'm not stressed anymore. Whatever that number is,
these bitches trying to
cap today. Conversation.
Simple. Bitch, change my motherfucking life.
Change my fucking life. And that could be working together. That could be a business plan. That could be a lot of things. It's not like a money. You know what I mean? It's like not a dollar amount. It's not a physical thing. It's security. I'm fucking for security. And I got it.
Hey, I'm going to put it on the real tip. You give the average bitch walking around say, hey, I got a stack for you. I bet you she sucking they fucking something.
Mm-mm. They fucking for a stack.
I had niggas offering me a stack to fuck. I ain't doing it.
I ain't doing it. But I've known a couple bitches.
I know a few bitches
that fuck for like 20. If they really want to get out $20. They definitely fuck for $20 because they want to get out the house.
I don't know nobody.
But they
do they get the physical 20 or the 20 gets
that's
invested
crackhead
in that
territory.
Case.
That's holiday heart type shit.
I got the bike holiday. The bitch. I'm just telling you what this bitch should be doing. Bitch. That ain't what I'm
$20 ain't
man,
gonna do
shit
for $20. I'm about to come
you
smack your mama.
I'm convinced because, you're a fiend.
Because you're 2018, baby.
She just said bitch is fucking for $20 just to get out of the house. Bitch, I can have $20 of my own money and I'm be like, I'm broke. I'm sitting my ass in the house.
Fuck? Because what you gonna do after tonight?
Nothing.
Nothing.
How you gonna get
my meal at Coney is damn near $20.
That's it.
I thought I'd go to Coney and get some Hennessy before I go out.
Yeah, you eat
$20
for Cody.
Fried chicken
pita, 16 wings, and chili cheese
fry. A wing dinner with chili and cheese on the fries is $12. $12.
You gotta pay to get into the bar club wherever you go.
Which is 10. If you're lucky.
If you get there early enough, it's 10.
Okay.
It's 10.
Don't let it be nobody there. Don't let it be an occasion.
Okay, I'll give you the drinks while you at the bar. A dude will probably buy that. Okay. So then, after you leave the bar, you're going to want something to eat.
You're not going
but then, what if they don't?
What if they don't what?
Buy your drink. So you're just standing around waiting for somebody.
I'm not doing that. Well, if you fucking for $20, I'm pretty sure you can talk somebody into giving you
I think that is so weak. Like when bitches stand around waiting for people to buy their
drinks. I do that shit.
I'm not waiting, but I'm not buying my own drink.
I do.
Like,
I'm chill. I know. I got. I say I'm telling on myself. So what I do is,
What I do is I buy my first drink. I buy my first drink so it look like I don't need you.
You got a method to your madness.
Then, generally, a guy will approach you and say, oh, you know, what you drinking? And you almost done with that. What you drinking? You look like you babysit. Then they get the next one. Works like a charm, ladies. Every time. That's just a little jazzy secret.
Actual
little
jazzy charm. Secret.
Little old pro ho tip.
But Jasmine is our old pro ho.
Oh.
Old pro ho. That's how y'all not supposed to call me that on the air.
Okay, okay. All right.
She's not a ho. She's not a pro.
She just got all the ho.
She got an old soul, y'all.
She got all the ho.
Very old soul.
To the trade.
I was listening to
She still wear pantyhose, y'all.
Y'all want to play a game? Y'all want to play a game?
Let's play a game.
Y'all want to play Fuck, Marry, Kill?
Yes. It's my favorite game.
Who's going first? Start us off. It's your fave.
Favorite game. Start. Oh, you know I'm going to come at y'all with some bullshit.
You always do.
Okay. Okay. Let's see who we're going to do today. We're going to do...
Please don't give me nobody old or dead.
Oh, you know I'm about to give you somebody old.
Fuck.
You know I'm about to give you somebody old.
Grandma.
Listen here. Okay, so we got... Reverend Al Sharpton.
Oh, okay. All right. That picture of him taking that selfie, I'm going to tell you, kill him right now. Kill him right now.
With the blue shirt.
Reverend Al Sharpton. Jesse Jackson. Forever. We got Jesse Jackson, number two. Let's see. Okay. What's another old one?
Who?
Bill Cosby.
Oh.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Let me go first. I'm fucking Bill, because either he fucking... Or we fucking
it. I'm just gonna give you the pussy bill. You ain't got the trust.
Okay.
It's yours.
Shit. Jesse ran for president.
Well, he's smart.
Gotta throw him the neck off that.
I marry him. I marry Jesse.
Okay.
Fuck Bill, marry Jesse, kill Al. I can't get that selfie out.
I agree. That's
head.
My answer. I'm marrying Jesse. Fuck
Look,
Bill,
let me go. Let me
Al.
Go. Let me go. Let me go. All right. Y'all ready? Bill Clinton.
Oh, shit.
Ooh. You like head.
Ooh, do he.
Ooh.
What's his name? Gary Coleman. Mm.
What the fuck?
Gary Coleman.
That bush. Y'all want something spicy?
No, that's spicy enough.
Hey, right, whoever.
Sharish. Running for president, for the mayor.
Who?
Sharee.
Oh, she's talking about Sharee.
What's his name?
Girl, Sharee. I don't even want to participate.
He's just like me.
Okay,
Sharee, he's
well,
just like me.
He foreign, so we can have some mixed babies.
Oh,
no,
I marry him.
His hair look like a
Gary helmet. Coleman. Got kill him. And you said who?
Bill Clinton, baby.
Bill Clinton.
Girl.
Oh,
Ooh. Big Daddy. That's Big Daddy.
Wait. I take
wait,
that back.
You're Bill Clinton.
I marry Bill.
I marry him too.
Bill. Kill Gary. I don't like
kill Gary off top.
I'm scared a little bit.
I can't do short men. No.
And I guess fuck.
You gonna fuck? Sure. You gonna fuck Sharee?
Yeah,
he's just like me.
Has some mixed babies. He a hot compress.
Bye. Okay. I'm not even participating.
You got right, to.
I got one.
You gotta right, participate. All right, all right. You a cheater.
All right, so my three: Ginuwine, Omarion. Oh my god. And French Montana.
I'm marrying French. I love French Montana.
French is African royalty, so marry off top.
I'm going to marry French, but I'm going to need him to know God.
I'll take him to God.
He know I love
I'm going to teach him.
I
want him
to
know Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior.
My Lord and Savior. Lord, shout out to him. Okay. Hallelujah.
Marry French. Mm-hmm. Fuck Omarion. Kill Ginuwine. That was a hard one.
You gonna
to
kill
Ginuwine too. I want to fuck Ginuwine.
I just can't get with his hair.
Who, Ginuwine?
Yeah.
So y'all gonna marry French. Y'all gonna fuck Omarion and kill Ginuwine?
No, Omarion I'm gonna marry Ginuwine
and I'm gonna kill Omarion.
No, Omarion got that.
You gonna marry
got
who?
That.
I'm going to marry Ginuwine.
If you knew what I knew, you would fuck Omarion, too. You ain't never seen that picture.
Oh, I do want to fuck Omarion, though. No.
He ain't about to scream. Oh!
In the moment. Okay.
Kill that motherfucker, for real. I'm going to fuck Ginuwine, because that's some all pro nigga shit. That's some all pro nigga shit. I DM'd fuck Ginuwine one time. He didn't run me back, though.
And then I'm going to marry French, because I love French.
Okay.
He gonna have to leave that little monkey at home.
I got one. You ready?
Yeah. The monkey can play
you
too.
You know who I'm about to throw in here.
The monkey definitely can play.
You already know who I'm about to throw
Look
in.
Look at Jasmine's face.
I fuck with the monkey.
Kill, marry,
hey,
fuck.
The monkey fuck with me. Go ahead, Ashley. We're gonna ignore that comment.
Kill, marry, fuck. LeBron James.
Okay. bitch.
Sada baby.
Oh my God. You know she said Sada baby.
And who is my third person? Brad Pitt. Let's make it weird.
Kill Brad.
That's all weird.
Fuck Sada.
Marry LeBron.
And marry LeBron. Simple though.
I'm gonna kill LeBron because he a bitch.
He a bitch.
I mean, he's a bitch on the court. Half. He's a bitch on the court, but he's a very outstanding guy.
Because you can't.
Sada gonna dance. Like, they got some dancing ass motherfuckers. All throughout, y'all know I'm still
LeBron
still.
Is a very upstanding
and,
guy.
But, and then Brad Pitt. I guess we could just. But I'm definitely.
I'm marrying Brad. Brad is on a different tier. Brad is that security I was talking about. I'm fucking marrying Brad. Yes. If you marry Brad Pitt, you don't feel secure? Brad Pitt over LeBron?
Yeah.
Oh, you no, Brad Pitt's in that word.
No. Okay. I would marry LeBron I would marry LeBron over Brad Pitt.
I would marry LeBron over Brad.
Marrying Brad.
Brad Pitt got white
people. I love my
money.
Black man.
Well, you
but
know,
LeBron
you
has know, character. I really don't know much about Brad Pitt as
chocolate
a person.
Chocolate and vanilla swirl.
Brad Pitt.
You know,
he gonna fucking smack your head. Brad Pitt is old.
He is old.
Brad looks like he gonna smack your head.
Number one, shut the fuck up. Yeah, number two, I'll beat your ass.
Okay.
Marry Brad.
Non-violent.
I forgot what the third person I said was. Who was the third person?
Brad Pitt, Sada Baby, and LeBron.
Oh, I'm killing LeBron. I don't like LeBron.
No, LeBron is a whole bitch. Like, okay. On the court, but he's an upstanding gentleman.
And not even
you
just
a
gentleman.
No, that's true. Bullshit with his wife.
I will give you that.
He get back to his community.
Maybe he just good
he
at
do all
secrets.
Types of shit.
But just okay, that don't mean even that outside of his family, like.
Just
because him
man
as a human being, as a person, he, like she said, he's upstanding. This man. How can you not know this man just opened up a whole school?
They're giving him everything
free. Even tuition to University of Toledo for free.
He providing them with uniforms, bikes, making
you,
sure the kids got stuff for Christmas.
Just say, for instance, you didn't have the opportunity to graduate and get a high school diploma, but you end up having kids and you had to drop out. The parents can go to school with their kids and earn a GED.
That's true.
Stop playing with LeBron. You're going to respect that man.
I don't. I have nothing. Okay. I don't have nothing.
Just don't want to marry him or fuck him.
Right. I mean, that's just my opinion. I don't really fuck with Brian.
That's what we're here for.
But I got opinion. One.
What?
Tiana Taylor. Mm. Cash Doll. Mm. And Drea.
We fucking girls?
Kill fuck Drea. Kill.
All right. Well, I'm going to fuck Drea.
Kill Drea.
First of all.
I'm going to marry Tiana because she's already
your
wife.
I don't want to fuck her because she gonna be out on us. She don't really fuck with people for real. And then I'm going to fuck Tiana Taylor because... You know, that's she wifey. She a wifey material type.
So you just gonna fuck her? You ain't gonna wife her? Is she wifey material?
Who, Tiana Taylor?
Yeah,
I'm gonna wife her.
Okay.
Oh. And then, who was the other person?
I said Cash Doll.
Cash Doll, I'm gonna kill her.
You gotta kill
Cash Doll.
I'm gonna kill Drea. I'm gonna
fuck Drea because she nasty.
I'm gonna kill Drea, fuck Cash Doll, marry Tiana.
Yeah. Def.
Yeah, that's my order. I'm gonna have to kill Cash Doll and see what Drea talking about. Because I heard she nasty.
Yeah, she nasty.
She nasty. And I'm married, Tiana. What you got?
Everybody gonna marry TT.
I'm gonna marry TT. Mm-hmm. I like my fuck Cash. I just don't like Drea. Ever since she dropped that baby, I just haven't fucked with her.
When did she drop a baby?
Maybe I read it on a billboard a couple years ago.
A billboard?
You ain't never dropped a baby? I mean, right. I dropped a baby before.
No, she what? Dropped a baby. You dropped a baby?
Don't
before?
Ever. Really? I watch my son again.
Okay.
Don't ever ask to watch.
She dropped the baby.
I don't like
but you fuck with Michael Jackson after he dangled blanket over the balcony.
You said I fuck with Michael Jackson?
Do you?
I fuck with Michael Jackson music. I don't care about him as a person.
Okay.
I don't care for him as a person,
people
as a matter
drop
of fact.
Kids.
No, they don't, Brittany. Wow. Unpopular fucking opinion. Like, wow. That's not a thing.
That's not a fact.
Okay.
It's not a fact.
Well,
my people
watching
have
live.
Don't listen to that.
Hey, look, I say.
You never
drop
your kid.
No.
I feel like that's normal.
I love TT to death. I'll fuck TT and make her my friend. That's it. I would marry her.
You want to marry Tiana Taylor?
Yeah, I don't know why, though, but I would. Okay. I'd marry Cash Doll.
Tiana kind
really?
Of crazy.
Yes. I would marry Cash Doll. I love Cash Doll.
I mean,
and then I kill Drea. I have never been a fan of Drea. Everybody feel Drea, like, oh, she's just so pretty, so pretty. She's just a regular light skinned girl to me.
She is not a regular. She's very smart girl.
She's body goals.
She is body goals. Sure. But no, body so we just not gonna like her because she dropped the key. I just feel
like people just dropping kids. To me, Drea is just like the typical social climber thought girl that hangs around. She's an Instagram girl. Ew.
Cat Stacks is disgusting.
She's a Cat Stacks. She's just not fucking.
At least she's cute. I'll give her that.
Cat?
No, Drea.
Drea is definitely frightening.
Is she still around? Hey, Cat. How you been?
They deported her. What's going on? Because y'all know she wasn't from the state.
Yeah.
They deported her.
I seen that. Isn't she the bitch that was exposing everybody?
Yeah.
You remember that front page, Jay nigga?
He fucked her.
Is he still alive?
I think he's still in jail.
Oh, he in jail?
I think so.
He didn't commit suicide. If he's still in jail.
Fuck no. Okay. That was a hoax. Because he's a hoe.
Like, okay.
Sick.
So ain't nobody dropped their kids?
Brittany,
no,
shut.
Let's move on to the next topic because no.
Okay. Don't have kids. All right.
Don't
have any kids.
Brittany may get dropped. I'm sorry. I mean, babies, they be moving.
CPS,
I ain't saying like when they like newborns, but I'm saying like when they like
when it's acceptable to drop your baby. Brittany, tell me.
When they having a fucking tantrum.
Thank you.
When they having a tantrum.
When they having a tantrum. You want to put them down safely on the ground. You don't just drop them.
You want to
say, what kind of shit is that? I say let the motherfuckers go up in the air.
Disclaimer that the people that are saying it's okay to drop kids
don't have kids. I'm saying like when they like kind of moving in their arms, like you may get dropped, my nigga.
Why you doing all this moving in my arms? Sit your ass still.
They don't have kids. No need to call CPS. No worries. And they're not allowed to babysit our kids.
Little badass fuckers. Tell Kaden.
I'm always getting people.
Kaden, knock your ass out. If you try to drop it, because
Kaden's too cool. I don't see him having no
Bro, you drop my baby, she gonna drop you.
Okay.
Well, first of all, I don't watch Shy before.
She is too big to be in my arms.
Flat out.
But Shy is a grown-ass woman.
No, and so is Cairo. I would never put Cairo in my arms. Sir, come on, you gonna walk today.
Cairo can walk.
That's a grown-ass man.
A grown man.
Don't come for Cairo.
That's a big boy.
But babies do get dropped.
No, they don't. And we're not gonna end on that.
We can't try to make it happen. Let's move on.
Please.
All right. What's
next?
A whole story. Have you ever got caught?
I think everyone's gotten caught.
All right, I'm gonna go first.
I'm trying to make sure mom ain't watching this.
All right.
Is my mama watching?
So so look, y'all. So I was young as fuck and I had ended up skipping school. Yeah, it was the day I was supposed to get my first car. So I was skipping school. And my mama had, I guess she had came home to go get something because she needed to go pick up the check from the credit union. But I didn't know she was coming right home. So me and my ex-boyfriend was at the house. And I'm like, you know, shit, we about to fuck. Like, I'm about to get this car. Like, bless me.
Bitch was having a good day, okay?
Bitch, fuck up feeling good.
You a good one, because I'm like, I can't fuck up today. I'm
not today. I know, but
I do it tomorrow, but I got to stay focused today.
We was fucking, and I had heard the garage open. Now, you know, if you got a garage, you know it's a delay before they really about to get in the house, because they gotta pull in. Your mom was the type of person that want to close her garage before she get in the house. But that bitch did not pull her car in the garage. She just opened it and came through the garage. So she already parked or whatever. So she was coming in quicker than I thought. So I was like ass naked. I hopped off the dick.
You was fucking booty butt naked?
I was ass
Don't
naked.
You fuck naked? How old were you? You got your first car. I wasn't fucking booty butt naked when I was that young.
So when she caught me, she was like, was y'all having sex?
No.
And I was like, no, I just got out of the shower.
Deny.
You know what I mean?
Like, naked. You told her not naked, I would have knocked your ass.
I thought she was gonna be cool.
Because she wasn't at school.
So listen, so she was like, all right. So she was like, all right, you know, get the fuck out of my way. She was mad. So I'm like, all right, she got it, so she'll be all right. She went in the bathroom, so I'm like.
Felt the tub.
I'm like, damn, like, she done smarted my ass. She done touched the floor mat. She was like, you a fucking liar. I'm like, okay. I was in the shower, and she was like, y'all was having sex. And I was like, yeah. And she was like, was y'all using the condom? We'll just talk about that later. But
you was getting the nasty whole story.
Wow.
Safe sex is great sex.
Better wear latex. You don't want that latex.
I have an STD text.
Oh. No, because you don't want to pay fucking daycare.
No, you really don't.
No, but seriously, yeah, that was a crazy story. Y'all, if anybody know my mama, know she crazy as hell. So, yeah.
You dumb as hell for not running that shower.
I was dumb as fuck for not running the shower, and I was dumb as fuck for fucking well, the day I was getting really my car. Have time. But I definitely still got my car.
Spoiled as fuck.
I did. I got my car because she had already cut the check. So boy, I'm like, okay. Ma, they waiting on us. Swinging.
You was talking shit after you got caught fucking?
I was bad.
You know, she talked to her mama reckless as fuck.
I thought I was she reckless.
Do. I do too.
I'm like, Ma, they waiting on us. Like, you can be mad. I'm like, but.
You can be mad, but. Oh,
I would have backhanded your ass. I'm like, but it ain't even that deep.
You're going to be mad at the dealership is where you're going to be mad. Like,
we're going to be mad on our way to the dealership because I still need my car.
I'm going to be mad at your fucking funeral. That's where I'm going to be mad.
I still skirt out of there in my car that same day. We put to my boyfriend. They would probably fuck in my car now.
I want to beat your ass right now. So I feel for Nina because you tripping, tripping.
Wow.
You still need
yeah, I was bad.
Wow.
You wildin'.
That's why I ain't having no kids no time.
I got one for you, though. And it's not near as bad as yours was. Ooh. Fucking. Anyway. Nah. Yeah. When I first started kicking it with my mans, my current mans at that, he had come over one night, and it was, like, in the wintertime. So, like, right around New Year's. And we had just had this fucking heavy-ass snowfall. And I had been trying to get him come over for weeks. And you know how, like, winter is weird, where it'd be, like, no snow, the next day it's, like, 10 inches? Mm-hmm. It was one of them things. So it had been, like, 3 or 4 days that I'd been, like, come over. The day he finally came over was the day that we had, or the day after we had that big-ass snowfall. So I'm telling him, I'm slick. I'm like, all right, everybody gone. And me and my mom, we live with my grandma. And so she lived in a ranch. And I had put my room in, like, the living room or the family, whatever the living room. So what would be the living room? It had two entrances in, and I just turned into my room. So I would block off both the doors, and my bed and stuff was all in there. So I told him, I was like, come through the back door, trying to be slick. Come through the back door so you can come through the back door.
No. Through the
back door. Trying to be slick or whatever. Got him in the house. My mom was gone. I think she was out of town. And my grandma was asleep, evidently. And so I'm, you know, trying to do my thing, trying to be cute. Mind you, I was young back then, so I told you I had fucking my clothes on. I didn't like to be all naked. So I had my little t-shirt on, but no panties.
I don't understand.
And doing my little thing.
Why?
I was shy. I was still shy. You don't have to look at it, just touch it.
Okay, anyway, you weren't.
So yeah, wow. We was doing our little thing or whatever. And my aunt had ended up coming home. And my baby cousin was staying there. She was in the room. I heard my auntie coming in the door.
Way too many people for this.
My auntie came in. So I heard her come in. So we quiet. I'm like, shh, be quiet. We good. So she go in the room to check on her daughter. She talking to her daughter. I'm like, oh, we home free. She talking to her daughter. Ain't nothing. She about to, you know, do her little thing, move her little way. When I tell you, she bust that motherfucking door open so loud, like, dumbass, it's foot tracks in the snow. Like, it was footprints all the way to the door. The back door at that dumb bitch. Like, who the fuck is going through the back door at 2 a.m.? Like, girl, what are you doing right now? Came in, was cussing him out, cussing me out. Do you know how old she is? And he's only 3 years older than me. But she was just like, you are way too old. So I think I was 17. So he was about to be 20 or he had just turned 20. She was just like, she is a child. She had feeling like a pedophile. He was just like, I know how old you are, but I feel like I just fucked like a 15-year-old. I'm trying to comfort her. I'm like, it's okay. Like, we on the phone at this point, obviously, because she done kicked his stupid ass out. So now we on the phone trying to cake after we just got in trouble and shit.
Was you stupid?
Dumb as fuck. Like, oh
my God. He was just
God.
Trying to get a nut and then.
Don't disrespect him. Or me like that. Little naked butt. Don't do that booty butt.
You look at my little naked butt.
Naked,
yeah, bro. You didn't get naked.
I didn't.
You really wasn't having sex.
Get the fuck out of here, Brittany. You really wasn't in the shower.
I wasn't. Asses in the air.
My story is kind of like Brittany's. I got caught by my mama.
Ooh.
He was doing the nasty. It was nasty. Good, too. Mm. And all I know is, because she was supposed to be at Bingo.
Okay. Shout out to Bingo.
Shout out to
okay,
Bingo.
Okay, she was supposed to be at Bingo. So I'm like, oh, we got, you know, she got to get there. She got to come back. So
she Bingo,
you know what I'm saying?
Ass.
Like 3 hours. I'm like, oh, I got about 3 hours to get it in. Get, you know what I'm saying? Get it gone.
3 hours?
Yeah, because you got to get there, come back. Okay, true. Then all that good stuff. She got to sit and play. She might win, might want to go to the casino. I don't know. But I know Bingo normally takes 2 to 3 hours. So I'm like, oh, yeah, we good. Come over. Da, 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 da. So I decided that I wanted to do the nasty in my mama bed. And all I know is I heard the door open. I didn't even hear the door open. I take that back because
it was too busy being nasty.
I was too loud.
You got the nerve to be loud.
You got the nerve. Anyway. I said it was good.
Okay. Okay, you did.
I was loud. And the only thing I heard my mama say is, I'm going to let y'all get y'all self together.
Ooh. That would have scared the fuck out of me.
I was so fucking scared, bitch. I couldn't do shit but put on my clothes and walk out the door.
Oh, my God.
Bitch, I would have took farthest door away from her. Girl. Fuck it. We on the second floor. We about to jump out this bitch.
Girl.
Sorry, y'all.
You talking about somebody that was so
scared.
Because
your mama scared
me. My mama mean as fuck. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I couldn't do nothing but walk out of the door. I didn't want to talk to her. I didn't say nothing.
You left the house?
I left the house.
Oh, yeah.
I left the house and I went to my friend's house and I was like, bitch,
I got to live here now.
My mama just called me fucking.
I live in here
her
now.
Bed.
In her bed. Oh, I didn't even.
Yeah. In her bed.
Oh, I beat your ass. While you grown for some shit like that. Don't the only person allowed to fuck in my bed is me.
Listen, I was so
I would beat the black off my son if I caught him fucking in my bed.
Okay. I was so embarrassed.
The fact that she let you get dressed.
Yeah, mama would have snatched
me the fuck out her
swinging,
head.
Okay? I'm going to beat you. Listen, and the other person kid. I don't care who kid you is. You in my bed.
My bed.
Listen, and I would have just took that naked ass whooping.
You would have had to.
I would have.
Because you was out of pocket.
How old was you, D?
Naked butt.
Listen, man.
That's why D always been out of control. It didn't just start recently.
Judge your mama.
She always been out of control.
Judge your mama.
At a young age. Fucking
I was grown,
bed.
Though. I wouldn't say I was grown, but I was like,
no, you wasn't.
Just fresh out of high school, like bitch. 18.
Oh,
18.
So you fucking knew better. You fucking knew. Bitch, you knew. Bitch, you fucking knew.
Yeah, better. I did.
Than the fucking your mama's head. No.
Listen.
Get your but she was bed. Being spiteful.
Yeah. But she would have came home and I would have took your bed. Sleep on the floor. Okay. Show respect your own shit.
Listen, that was the past. I'm a change.
I would have came home and I would have simply packed your shit up nicely.
Nicely.
At the door.
I'm a change.
Oh, you about to leave? Don't forget your shit.
I'm a change.
You can't come back
in. Yeah, no. And I ain't come back in until the nightfall. Like, bitch, you sleep.
I wouldn't have came back.
You brave as
hell.
It wasn't late. It was like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night.
I would have still been waiting up for that ass. Oh, yeah, but you gonna talk about this. I would have been waiting at the door.
Mm-hmm. But
the adrenaline would have kept me awake.
Get in my bed and go to sleep. Fuck.
She handled it. She did handle it way better than I thought she would. She just was like, you know, I know you grown. I know you out here having sex, you know. This is what you not gonna do. Niggas in the house. I don't be having sex in the house, so you don't do it either. You gonna respect me just like I'm gonna respect
you. That's because
you.
She was so mad, she would have fucking killed you if she had retaliated how she wanted. Yeah. She had to.
That's one of the things. I would react when you see it.
Because she would have
brought you in this world, I'll take you out.
Yeah. And I would have been laying in my
you okay? Well, like, shout out to your mama.
I would have woke up like, you. I deserved it. Mm-hmm. And died again.
And died again.
At your funeral, you would have just closed your casket. Like, we don't even need to do this. Okay.
Well, you reach
sis
up and die
for the
thank
dick.
You.
Right. You put that on the headphone.
Sis died
for the dick.
Girl. Okay.
Ain't even I no need for y'all dick. To see me. I did it.
I did it.
But.
Twas me.
Talking about sex, can we talk about just breeze through these men who don't eat pussy?
We ain't got no time for this. It's only like 2 minutes left.
I mean, we're going to talk about it next time. Well, we're all weak as fuck.
But wait, but what Nicki Minaj say?
Ain't no fat nigga going to tell me.
What the fuck he ain't going to eat?
You got to lick
you. You going to eat what the fuck I give you.
Are you hungry? Are you hungry?
But Ashley told me she sit on faces when they first wake up.
I woke him up.
Yeah, Ashley gonna kill somebody with that
him.
Shit.
Shh, just eat, don't talk.
Yeah, you don't I'm need sorry. To say much.
That's you really aggressive.
That is just very.
Ashley was very gentle. I didn't put all my weight on him. I just kind of hovered and just circle.
Oh my
hula hooped.
And it gets me about me say they don't eat pussy is that they always want their dick sucked. Excuse
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
That, we gotta say this for the
okay.
That
she's right
time.
About. She is right about that.
That
and fellas,
true.
I just honestly feel like if you don't know how to eat pussy, grow the fuck up. Honestly.
If you don't know
talk
how to,
about it.
Just I don't know. Yeah, we're gonna have to talk about it because why don't you? Why don't you?
How about y'all think about it? And then y'all don't tell us. next time.
Why don't you? Where do you not learn that skill?
That's a part of sex.
You've been learn fucking that when you're a teenager,
and if you can't fucking do that, then
as
you
I recall, you shouldn't have sex. We were giving head before. Sorry.
Uh-oh. Wait a second.
When I said we, I meant as a collective. Like, you started giving head before you started fucking. In my experience, I was getting my vagina ate before I was ever doing anything else. You weren't getting head?
Oh, yeah, I was getting head. I wasn't giving
head. That's, okay, sorry. Clarify.
I remember getting the first time I sucked my ex dick. Like, I was, like, my
first. The first time you ever did it?
My first everything. I remember the first time I sucked his dick. I got up and cried.
All right. We're going to start with that. We're
going to talk about that next time. So in closing, this is Britt Brett.
It's your girl, Miss D.
Your girl, Classy S. Ash.
Yep.
T-Streets.
This is Jasmine. Remember, just Jasmine 90.
And we'll be back next week.
Uncut and unbothered.
Motherfucker.
Be out this bitch. Deuces.